changing minds one thought at a time. Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the Changing Minds Online Empowering Mindset Series. How are you doing today, Jessica?
I'm doing well, Athena. Thank you. And how about yourself?
You know, every day is a great day when you are alive. That's what I say. And, you know, especially when we're talking about mindset today, we're going to talk about investing in yourself. You know, a lot of times, people are always saying, oh, I can do this later, I can do this, I can do that, you know, but that can wait. And, you know, sometimes we need to realize that we are our biggest resource. We are our biggest commodity. So in order for anything to flourish and grow, we have to flourish and grow. We can't be stagnant. We can't be complacent. We have to constantly be going after that dream, after that passion. You know, I was thinking about this topic the other day, and I was thinking about what do I do to help make myself grow? What do I do to help make myself a better person? What do I do to equip myself with the tools so that I can move forward professionally and personally? And there's so many different things that you can do. I mean, you can go get a mentor who has been through the same thing that you're getting ready to go through. You can read up on your industry or your topic. You know, there's so many different things out there, especially now with blogs, as well as books, as well as published articles. You know, there's so many different resources out there that you can really tap into. And then, of course, you can start taking classes. Classes are great to stimulate the mind because they make you think. You know, they put things in the atmosphere that you may not have thought about before, and especially if they're live classes where you're speaking one-on-one with the instructor or professor, because they can put it in a different light than you would think of if you were just reading a book. There's so many different strategies to investing in yourself. But the point is you need to know that you first should invest in yourself. A lot of people think it's not necessary. People think, you know, I'm just going to get, you know, OTG, you know, OJT, on-the-job training, what have you. But a lot of times you learn only what that particular employer wants you to know. What if you want to know, go to the next level? What if you want to branch out and learn other things? Will that give that to you? Or will you have to reach out on your own and make your own stride and make your own way? You know, and I mean, this is a very interesting topic because a lot of times you just think that it's just going to come, or you just do what you're supposed to do to get whatever degree or whatever certification it is, and then you're done. But no, you're constantly growing because you're constantly innovating. That's the main thing. The innovation has to be there. You know, especially in the world of technology, technology changes everything. Things that you would think are hands-on because of technology have changed by leaps and bounds. Things that you could just do before, now with technology, you have opened up the field. And then with technology, you can get to different resources that you couldn't get to before. Before the technology we have now, you might have to call somebody on the telephone or you might have to write a letter. Now you can just open up Skype and there they are. Now you can open up Periscope and there they are. Now you can open up Blab and there they are. You know, it's so many different avenues to how you can invest in yourself. We have all the hindrances are practically, you know, gone now. I mean, can you imagine all the different things you can learn in your industry, in your field? Can you imagine how many things you can tap into because of technology and simulation? Can you imagine how many things that you can learn about just because? The skills that you will need just because? things that you never even thought about opening your mind to, now they're right there at the touch of a button. You know, these things right here, all about investing yourself, because at the end of the day, you got to be ready when opportunity comes. As they always say, be ye also ready. Because you never know how life is going to change. You never know. With this same technology, technology is now eliminating a lot of jobs, eliminating a lot of fields. So you have to be ready to expand on what you already know. So what? You can grow. So you can go get those things that you want. And you might have to change on a dime. And that's okay, because you'll have the tools and the skills that you need to go out and make those changes. You know, I know people are like, wow, we talk, you know, this is very interesting, right? I think so, because why would you want to be complacent? Why would you want to be stagnant when your mind can grow from leaps and bounds? You know, I was thinking about this topic, and I was thinking about Jessica the other day and how she did her 15th marathon. And I remember her when she hadn't even ran down the street, okay, y'all? And now she's on 15 marathons. She's going to do 30 marathons by the time she's 30. So that right there is investing in herself. Why is she investing in herself? Because she took a challenge that she thought she never could have done, and she made it happen. And she's not supposed to be able to run, but now she's running 30 marathons by the time she's 30. Do you know what that did for her? Not only is it building her endurance, her strength, and her stamina, but it's also building her self-confidence, her worth, her value, because she was doing something that she was told that she would never do. She was told that she was doing something that no one else in her condition should be doing. But you know what she told them? I'm not those people. I'm not those people in your statistics book. I am Jessica likewise, and I'm going to do this because I'm going to grow. I don't stop. I don't hinder. I don't shake. I make it happen. And that is a good example of why we need to invest in ourselves. She invested in herself by getting the training that she needed, by getting the nutrition that she needed, by getting the support that she needed, by getting the motivation she needed. And now she is making her way to 30 by 30. I mean, I can give an example of myself as well. You know, I was told that, oh, you will never be a doctor. You know, if you had been in this program, hadn't been in here so long, you would have never made it. I'm not your statistic. I am not the people that you think that I should have, could have, would have been. I am Dr. Ikena Finch. I will be Dr. Ikena Finch. And guess what? I've been Dr. Ikena Finch for 6 years now, because I decided right then and there that no one is going to take claim over my life but me. No one's going to tell me what I'm going to do in my life but me. No one is going to move my mountains but me. And no one's going to, they can put them there all they want to, but guess what? I'm going to climb over them, walk around them, or better yet, go through them. And that is what investing in yourself does. There was a mountain there. There was a hindrance. There's a roadblock, whatever you want to call it. But because I invested in myself, because Jessica invested in herself, we moved those obstacles out of our way, and we're moving towards our greater. And that makes perfect sense, because at the end of the day, because we invested in ourselves, because we invested in what we wanted to do, because we knew we were better than the statistics said, we went to the next level. What do you think on that, Jessica?
Yeah, absolutely, Akina. It really is about figuring out a way to make yourself your own hero. And I want to talk a little bit about that, a little bit about the mindset piece around it. So oftentimes we find ourselves in a difficult situation, or we find ourselves in a great situation. I mean, it could be either one. But I want to talk about right now, when we find ourselves in a situation where we're not really sure what the next step is. So maybe we're stuck. Maybe we're stuck in a relationship. Maybe we're stuck in our business. And, you know, whatever it is, we want to take our life to the next level. And, you know, one of my mentors often says, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. And I want to talk a little bit about investing in yourself and the role that it requires that you see yourself in to really get that investment. So I want to let you know, from the bottom of my heart, you are your best investment. See, oftentimes we're waiting for a hero. For someone to rescue us. We're waiting for a situation to change. We're waiting for the economy to do something better, the government to do something about it. We're waiting for a friend or family to come bail us out. You know, we're waiting to get married and have it easier when you're sharing an expense. You're waiting for a roommate. You're waiting for something, and you're waiting for someone. Well, to me, when you're investing in yourself, what it means is that you're finding value in yourself. When you're investing in yourself, you're sending a signal to the universe, to God, to the world, to whatever you want to call it. You're sending this signal that I am worthy and I am capable and I am able to create. And for me, that's what investing in yourself is really about. It's about seeing yourself as your own hero and your own miracle. Two types of people. There's people who want other people to do things for them. And those are the people that get on their knees and pray and say, you know, God, send me a miracle. I don't get on my knees and I don't pray, Lord, send me a miracle. I get on my knees and I pray and I say, Lord, make me my miracle. And that's what investing in yourself is really about. It's about finding a way to overcome in any situation. And the great part about investing in yourself is that when you invest in yourself and you're acquiring the mindset, the skills, the resource, the network to do really amazing things, no matter what is going on around you, it's really irrelevant. You will always be a champion. You'll always overcome and you're always going to conquer because you're taking responsibility. So it really comes down to a mattering conversation, a value conversation. When you invest in yourself, what it really tells the world is that I believe that I matter. And that's why we have this in part of our mindset call. You know, for me, I take time every single day to work on myself. And I've found myself in situations before where a lot of people would have been defeated. And the difference between someone who invests in themselves and someone who doesn't is that with those difficult times, they just become like blips. They just become these moments in time. They just become these, you know, these seasons, but they don't stay. They're not there to stay. You know, you will always overcome and you will always rebound and you will always come out stronger when you're investing in yourself, because that is really what it is and what it means. So there's a lot of ways that you can invest in yourself. Akina brought up some really great points. You know, Akina and I are different. We learn different. We have very different lifestyles. So I do things a little bit differently. For me, I love to listen to podcasts. I know Akina brought that up. I also love to listen to books on Audible. I'm constantly immersed in books. This week, I've read Joel Osteen's book, The Power of I Am. I'm working on Donald Trump's book right now, Think Like a Champion. You know, I'm constantly reading these books. You know, and it's not only about investing yourself in terms of that kind of self-help, like people think of that typical personal development, but it's taking time to all around just educate yourself onto what's going on. And, you know, part of this was brought up when I'm reading, and I said, you know, right now, and a lot of our podcasts come from our own personal development. I'm reading Donald Trump's book, Think Like a Champion, right now. And one of the things he talks about, and I can share many, many examples of my own personal life where this has come up and really supported me in my growth, is the idea that you want to become well-rounded and you want to be able to have a conversation. You know, it's wonderful to have a specialization and be really, really good at something, but it's really helpful to be able to talk about a lot of things as well. So, you know, for example, if you are working in a network marketing company, read books about the cultures of the countries that you're company is part of. Read about the history of the industry and then learn about other things as well. You know, when you're connecting with people, when you're networking, you have to be able to relate to them and have conversations with them. So you can read all the books about NLP that you want and all the books about mindset you want and listen to all the podcasts about it you want. You can know your industry up and down, you know, outright, and that's great. But sometimes it's just having those conversations about sports that's going to wind up connecting to someone, attracting you to somebody. You know, having those conversations about places in history, you know, places that people travel to be able to have those conversations about cultures. one of the ways that I love to connect with people is I just eat foods from a lot of different cultures, and I've learned to cook foods from different cultures. And I find that people love to talk about food. So I've made it a point to learn about all various cultures outside of my own, about foods of those cultures, music of those cultures, arts of those cultures. So you can have actual genuine conversations, and in a big way, that's really investing in yourself. It also is taking time to let people know that you care about them and that you value the things that are important to them. So there's a lot of different sides to the equation, and there's a lot of ways to invest in yourself. You know, keeping current with current events. I never read the newspaper. I never listened to the news. I always said, you know what, I don't want to do that. Well, one of the things, one of the suggestions I was given by one of my mentors was to read the New York Times. In the book I'm reading right now, Think Like a Champion, Donald Trump, one of the suggestions he gives is to read the New York Times. I recently, you know, had the privilege of hearing Mark Victor Hansen speak live, and he said on stage, read the New York Times every day. It doesn't have to be the New York Times. If you have a different political affiliation, you want a different newspaper. I don't have any political affiliations, so if you don't, you know, don't read into the New York Times recommendation, but, you know, read whatever newspaper that's, but keep current with events and know what's going on. Being educated is really, really helpful, and being well-rounded, learning different skills is going to propel you really, really far in business. And again, what it really says from that mindset perspective, that energetic perspective, is I actually matter. I can make a difference. So it's really a strong value in taking care of yourself. What do you think about that, Akina?
Oh, I think that that's an awesome point. I mean, I've made some of my best deals and best connections thinking about things that we weren't even both been talking about. So, you know, I definitely, definitely agree. You know, it's awesome to be well-rounded, you know, because you need to know what's going on around you. I love the current events aspect as well, because you need to know what's going on around you. You need to know what other people connect with. You need to know how to reach others on different levels. It's like you said, it's great to be an expert in your field, but if you don't know about anything else, they could say anything to you, and you would think, you know, you think it was the truth. So you definitely, definitely need to know a little bit about everything so that you can have the conversation, as you said, from your reference from Donald Trump's book. You know, investing in yourself is so important, because the main point of it is that you know you're worth the investment. That is the true thing that we want you to take from this tonight. You are worth that investment. You are your best asset. You should be sharp, pristine. You should know all these things that you want to know because you're worth it. If you want to know how to basket weave, learn how to basket weave because you're worth it. You know, if you want to learn how to climb a mountain, learn how to climb that mountain because you're worth the knowledge. Whatever you think you want to do, learn about it because you're worth it. You deserve that knowledge. You deserve to know what it is that you don't know. Because like they say, you don't know what you don't know. So definitely, definitely reach out there. Find out more about things you don't know about, because you never know what you like until you're exposed to it. My mother always exposed me to different things as a child. And, of course, as a child, I didn't really appreciate that. But as an adult, it has definitely opened my horizons to different things, different people, different opinions, different aspects. And so now I'm grateful, you know. And I wish I could go back and really, really capitalize on those opportunities that I was given. Because as a child, I really didn't do everything and capitalize on everything that I could have, because, you know, I was just like, oh, I'm bored. But I wish I could go back and truly soak in all of that knowledge that I may have just thrown away. But the point is, I was exposed to it. I was able to grow from it, and I was able to take in a little bit more than I knew before. So, Jessica, before we, I just want to thank you for bringing up the topic. I want you to, about the different ways that we learn. That is why I love being your partner. And I'm saying this on air for a reason. I love being your business partner. I love being your co-host because you open my eyes to different things that I would have never thought of. You open my eyes to different perspectives. I have grown so much from knowing you. So just knowing you has made me invest in myself. So thank you.
Well, thank you, Akina, and the same for you. I know I learn things from you every day, and that's, I think, why we make such great partners and why, you know, we can come on air and reach so many people. And, you know, we're so blessed to have thousands of people all over the world downloading our podcast. And I know it's because we can really both reach, you know, reach different people and working together, and that's really what it's about. You know, it's, and then you are a much more practical, magical person than I am, and I'm a much, you know, probably more spiritual and energetic person, and I think it balances really well. You know, and on that note, you know, going back to that energetic and spiritual part, you know, that is my kind of forte, my interest of what Akina's talking about. And here's the thing I want you to know, guys, and I brought this up a little bit earlier, is that something's always going to happen in the world, right? Times are always going to change. There's going to be great times, and there's going to be not so great times. And a lot of times, it is not in our control, right? There could be a huge earthquake tomorrow that makes the price of oil skyrocket and changes the economic climate of the United States, of the world, and that is not in our control. But when you invest in yourself, you learn how to cope, how to adapt to any situation, how to be a champion in any situation. When you don't invest in yourself, you're at the mercy of events that you can't control. And that's really what it comes down to, is you want to be like the CEO of your life. You don't want your life to run you. You want to be in charge. You want to be able to, in any situation, come out conquering it. And that's really what it comes down to. Now, there's another part about investing in yourself that we haven't spoken about tonight, and I think it would be unfair to not bring it up. And that's to invest, and again, going back to that spiritual part, to invest in your health and to invest in yourself spiritually. It is so crucial, guys. A lot of you listening to this call, you're entrepreneurs. You're trying to excel in your career and your business, and you come on here wanting to learn about the mindset of an entrepreneur, the mindset of someone who's successful. But here's the thing, right? You're not going to do that if you're not healthy. You cannot receive the blessings of God and his blessing in your business to make it thrive if you're not living a healthy lifestyle. He's not going to use you if you're not giving him a body and yourself in a way that represents your best. You know, it's not going to happen. You're required to take care of yourself personally, spiritually, in your health. You know, you should be sleeping as an entrepreneur. I work probably more than most people who are full-time employees. I can tell you now that I'm a full-time entrepreneur. I put more hours in the day for sure than I put in when I was working full-time. And yes, okay, there's things that went. Some of my social life did have to go. You know, I don't spend as much time watching TV anymore. I don't spend as much time going to happy hour after work anymore. But the things that are non-negotiable for me, the things I will not ever get rid of, I sleep a minimum of 7 hours every night. I try to get 8 hours of sleep. I wake up in the morning, I go to hot yoga. I read my Bible. I do my meditations. I go to church. I turn off my technology on certain days. I don't access it. I'm not reachable. Akina can tell you I'm not always reachable. You know, there's times where I take that time for me. You know, you're required to invest in yourself. And I have never been able to get this quote exactly right. And it was said by Dr. Noam Dyer. And, you know, it was, I'm going to paraphrase because I can't remember exactly how he phrased it. But he said, people, when they're alive, they'll give every waking hour to earn one more dollar. But at the end of their life, they'll give every dollar they've ever earned for just one more hour. And that's really what it comes down to, is being the best version of yourself, presenting the best version of yourself. And I want you to know that you deserve to be the best version of yourself, and the world deserves to see the best version of you. And that's really what I want to, how I want to end my portion of the call tonight. And Akeena, if there's anything you want to add, just please, guys, I want you to know, and again, I'm going to repeat that, is you deserve to be the best version of yourself, and the world deserves to see the best version of you, because I think you're awesome, and I think you're going to do amazing things. I love you. God bless. Akeena, whatever you want to add to the call. And that's my note for everybody tonight.
Oh, awesome, Jessica. That was very powerful. Thank you so much. And I love that quote. That is so true and so poignant. But if something we said tonight resonated with you, please find us on changeyourmindsonline.com. You can also find us on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and, of course, our YouTube channel. So thank you, everyone. From the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate you for being there every week with us, for going through the journal with us. And that's why we do these topics for you, so that you can be the best you can be. And we're here to support you. So please let us know if there's anything you want to hear from us, anything you want us to cover, and we'll definitely put that on the schedule. So thank you, everyone, and have a great evening.
Good night, everyone.